everyone, good morning and welcome. This is Romola D from Romola D Reports, and I'm here today with two very special guests, and hopefully two others will join us. You know, the doors are open, but if they can make it today, we are hoping to do this recording anyway, and perhaps they can join us another time. We did start together as Indie Media Panel 1 a month and a half ago, I think, with Ariana Love, Dr. Ariana Love, and Shai Danone. So hopefully we can continue the series as and when we can. Right now, who's here today, as you can tell, is Dean Henderson and Rob Rubin of Transparent Media Truth, executive producer. And, you know, I'm very honored to be in their company once again. I want to just let people know that Dean Henderson is an investigative journalist and the author of several books, including Illuminati Agenda 21, Nephilim Crown 5G Apocalypse, Big Oil and Their Bankers in the Persian Gulf, the Federal Reserve Board, Sticking It to the Matrix, and The Grateful Unrich. And these are fabulous books that you can find on Amazon. And I gather the Illuminati Agenda 21 is Dean's latest book. And as people know, Dean has made a career out of researching the power structures in the world and trying to find out who is behind all of the mayhem that we are seeing continuously. And just before we started this recording, actually, we were talking about the pharmaceutical companies in the world and whether they were above or below the Crown Corporation, which Dean has spoken a lot about. And people may know recently the Pfizer contracts have been circulating quite a bit, talking about how countries, for instance, in Central and South America, Argentina, et cetera, were being asked to hand over their military bases and various other assets, real estate assets, as some kind of indemnity against vaccine liability in case people brought vaccine damages suits against Pfizer. And another clause in their contract tells governments that despite whatever vaccine injuries may ensue from their vaccines, governments can still not renege on the contract. They've got to, you know, they've got to pay up what's owed to Pfizer. So it kind of sounds like Pfizer's running the show over there. And there's been a lot of speculation in alt media lately as to who's really running the show over here. Are governments in charge or are the multinational corporations in charge? So let's start with that question. And, you know, I can pose it directly to Dean. He was just in the middle of discoursing on it. So go ahead, Dean. And welcome, both of you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Romola. Obviously, I think the latter, you know, the corporations have been in charge for quite some time. And so the next thing you need to find out is who owns these corporations. If you look at the Fortune 500 in America, you'll find that every single one of those 500 companies is the biggest owners of that, of those companies are Blackstone and Vanguard. And that's not an exaggeration. And then shortly behind them, you'll find State Street Capital, and you'll find FMR, which is Fidelity Management and Research. Then you'll find out that Vanguard actually owns BlackRock. So BlackRock right now is a very powerful company. They're the ones going around buying up the U.S. housing stock, and they're buying all these houses and they're turning them into like rentals. They're the ones that have pretty much permeated the Biden administration with their executives in the same fashion that Goldman Sachs has kind of done for the last 40 years in this country. It's kind of shifted now to BlackRock. And I can't prove this, but because there's no way to find out who owns Vanguard, because Vanguard's private and they don't issue papers. They don't defy with SEC because they're private. But my strong hunch is that this is the Crown. This is the offshore Crown money, the Rothschild bloodline money, in controlling America through these two entities. And, you know, up and down the lineup. But as far as Pfizer, I mean, Pfizer's, a big chunk of Pfizer is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which is one of the two Crown pharmaceutical companies. It used to be GlaxoSmithKline, and they merged with Burroughs Wellcome at one point. Wellcome Trust, some people will know about. Regina Dugan is running this thing now called the Wellcome Leap. She used to work for DARPA. She was the gal that showed up with the tattoos and, you know, basically like a device that, you know, scan by chips or something. And And then she went to building aid at Facebook, which was their creepiest part, which is where they came up with their portal technology. And now she's at then she went to Amazon, I think, and now she's at doing this Wellcome Leap. Wellcome Trust is the biggest medical research nonprofit in the world. And that comes out of the Burroughs Wellcome pharmaceutical money, James Burroughs, Sir James Burroughs. And so the other British charity that is important is the Purbright Institute. And Sir James Purbright was an initial member of the Round Table in 1918 when the Rothschilds convened the Round Table with Alfred Milner. They called it Milner's Kindergarten. And this is where they pretty much developed all these round table organizations around the world, and they kind of divided up the real estate among, these British royals and lords and dukes, and said, okay, Warburgs, you get East Germany. You Cecil Rhodes, you go to South Africa. Kuhnlobes and Rockefellers, you'll get North America, and so on. And these round tables turned into the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is the mother organization, being operated out of Chatham House, in the city of London. And this created the Council on Foreign Relations in the United States, and a bunch of other, the Institute for Pacific Relations and the Australian Council on Foreign Relations, and just all these type of organizations. So these organizations are all working for one thing, and that is the restoration of the US and the whole world to the British Empire. And that's according to Cecil Rhodes' last will and testament, which is well documented, because that's what was in it. And so the Purbright and the Wellcome Trust, and they, they're pushing, and they were in Wuhan, and they were involved with the gain of function research that Peter Daszak was doing it. And if you notice, Daszak is also like a British kind of highfalutin, some kind of important guy from Britain. They all talk a certain way. It's that Portland down accent, it's way different from the, Manchester accent or the working class people in Britain's accent. It has nothing to do with the British people, obviously, but it's just this crown corporation. And so if you look at the pharmaceutical firms, and if you look at the nonprofits, what we have now is we have this sort of public-private partnership. That's the buzzword. So it's just in the same way that NGOs were sent in by Soros Open Society Foundation, which is now being run by Lord Mark Mallett Brown, and Mallett Brown actually sits on the Queen's Privy Council, which is the council that advises the Queen closely. And he's actually leading the Open Society Foundation. Soros has stepped down. But their whole project, their whole colonial project overseas, was to start these fake revolutionary groups in these countries, like Tunisia, like Egypt, like Georgia,
The Arab Spring and all that.
Orange Revolution, Rose Revolution, Cedar Revolution, on and on and on. So now what they're doing is they're operating domestically in the United States. So the CIA has taken over the Democratic National Committee, has merged with it effectively. They also have taken over the media, the CNN and MSNBC and Fox as well. And they've taken over all this stuff, in the same fashion. They funded Black Lives Matter, they funded Antifa, and these were Soros CIA organizations. Then they did the January 6th thing at the Capitol, where they had to have a crowd of people that they could later on
Blend
use
it, yeah.
when they resisted the vaccination. So they said, these are a lot of people who are not going to get vaccinated. Let's have the FBI lead these people to the Capitol. Let's have Trump, who was used as a red herring to kind of make the Democrats, these crazy people who love the CIA all of a sudden and love wars and love the media, which they never used to do. They used to be the ones protesting the wars, right? So they
Yeah.
flipped the whole equation with Trump and deranged these people. And meanwhile, Trump was part of the operation, because he led these people to the Capitol and abandoned them, and made them believe
He's
there was
also
going to be
pushed
this.
vaccines.
And he pushed vaccines, and he started Operation Warp Speed and all this stuff. So it's all a ruse, but what's going on is the crown is attacking America. That's what's going on. They're attacking the West, just like they did with the Federal Reserve intervention, just like they did with the bankruptcy in 1933, where Roosevelt had to call in the gold to pay the crown collateral so he could get more loans. Just like, look, it's the same people we fought in 1776, and that is just so fundamental, and yet it's so hard to get people to believe that, because the Anglophile propaganda has been so heavy to the point that every History Channel show you watch or every narrator on TV has a British accent, and we're supposed to know that they're so much smarter than us, you know? And they just inculcate people with this idea that British are such great people and so smart, and they stay out of
Benevolent.
people's business, and they're protected by the American Empire. It's not their fault. It's never their fault. And then we go to Iraq, and who gets the first oil contracts? Royal Dutch Shell and British Petroleum. And we go to Afghanistan, and what are we doing in Afghanistan? We're protecting the drug trade for the Khan bloodline of the Nephilim, which runs Afghanistan. They run the opium for the crown through Turkey with the Grey Wolves Mafia and into Europe. It's well documented by Interpol, well documented, and we support this crown drug operation, and our boys die and we pay for it. And now the British Parliament, oh, look at the United States, they've abandoned us. Yeah. But
And
see, the colonial relationship really is that we are a colony of the crown. That's where it starts. And we've been trying to tell people this for a long time, but now we have COVID, which again, the crown is behind, as I've just pointed out, with Perbright, with Welcome, with, look, Fauci's grandfather, last name Abyss, pretty interesting, Abyss, yeah. And he was a
I think
Pilgrim
you're in.
Society member, an initial member of the Pilgrim Society. So was the Matt, Rob, Bob Maxwell, who was Bill Gates' grandfather, maternal grandfather. He was a member of the Pilgrim Society. This is all continuity. These are all crown agents. Pilgrim Society started in 1905, about 13 years before the Round Table started, and it was started as the Empire Press Union, the Empire Press Union. And the idea was to go out and capture all the media all over the world and convince them that the British were great and that we should just, serve their interests and be part of this Commonwealth. And then, of course, the Commonwealth is used in the United Nations. There's like, almost 50 countries in the Commonwealth, I think. So they always get the vote. They vote with the British every time. And that's a political way to control people. But it's all very silent, and they do it through the special senior executive services in this country, which is this government kind of organization that, once you get into senior executive services and you've served in government a certain time, you sort of have this, like, what do you call it? Like tenure that you can't get fired. And it's been shown how all these senior executive services people, how it's basically a British intelligence operation. Look, the CIA and the OSS were founded by British intelligence 2 years after British intelligence started. They're not interested in helping America. They're interested in furthering the interests of the empire and the banking cartel. And that's why it was set up. And the way it really works is that the Council on Foreign Relations, they all meet, and the really smart ones get to be the bankers, and the kind of smart ones get to work for the CIA. And it's all within the families, within these bloodline families. And then the kind of dumber ones like Chris Cuomo get to work for CNN, and that's really how it works. And so they deliberately put the dumbest people in charge of journalism. These journalists don't know anything. I'm convinced they don't know anything about the evil plan of depopulation that's going on. Most of the doctors don't either, but they're nuts because this kind of Wetiko settler mindset, this kind of intellect on steroids, where there's no more empathy, there's no more heart chakra. It's just all about, my mind's a calculator, I'm on Google, I know everything about everything.
Very
Nah,
Borg-like,
nah,
yeah.
nah. People are nuts right now. That's the crux of it, and it's all been created by the crown, by the intelligence agencies, by DARPA, to make people nuts with social media, with the internet, with the onslaught of media nowadays that we never had before. And the more people are plugged into media, which means medium in Latin, which means to get between you and the truth, that's what media is. We're not media here. I don't consider us media. I know Rob's got media in his group's name, but I don't consider Rob media, because media to me is always bad. It always gets in between your eyes and the truth, or your ears and the truth. And if you're really telling the truth, you're not the media to me. I mean, the more I've gotten into etymology and the meaning of words and how they're manipulating
That's really
us,
interesting, Dean, because
that's how they're doing it.
we use that word kind of loosely. I think Rob also does, I'm sure. I use the term indie media, things like that, alt media, etc.
Sure.
Sure.
Go
It's
ahead,
one,
Rob.
yeah,
Think
I
about
think it's one big psyop that's going on, and government is just used as puppets to divide and conquer, to play that little war game that Dean so eloquently just broke down. It's exactly how I see it. I believe this is what's going on. It's a perpetual war machine, and it's meant to keep us divided and suppressed, and it's done a phenomenal job through the decades.
And what you were saying, Dean, is that you're convinced that the media, you mean the guys, the anchors, right, and these television stations,
Yeah, the
they have
anchor, the
absolutely.
people in the field. I mean, just they don't hire journalists. That last thing
Yeah,
they'll
they're
ever
not
do
really
is hire a
journalists. They
real
wouldn't.
journalist. They want people who just yes sir, no sir, and spew this narrative. And that's why if you watch the different news and one day it's all exactly the same stories, exactly delivered in the same fashion. And the latest strategy we were talking about before it came on the air is they've created this woke movement among the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And the woke movement is a corporate banker crown construct. And the reason they're doing it is because they saw that with Bernie Sanders emerge in 2016 and damn near beat Hillary Clinton in that primary, actually did beat him because I was working on his campaign at that time, and they cheated everywhere. And again, who has the voting machines? Diebold, Smartmatic, Dominion, who? Oh, Lord Mark Malik Brown, Sir Jeffrey Paddy. The same Privy Council people own all these voting machine companies, and they've been cheating in elections in the United States for a long time. I ran for Congress in 2004. They cheated in my election against me, and I saw it, directly and did the numbers and everything. But the fact is, they created this woke movement because they saw Bernie Sanders was gaining traction. They saw that populism was coming around. So what they do, they created this fake right-wing populist named Trump. See, and to circumvent the left populism, which is way more dangerous to them, because that involves nationalizing the Federal Reserve, nationalizing big oil, nationalizing big pharma, nationalizing the grain processing cartel. Again, three companies, no more car insurance, no more house insurance, no more health insurance, single payer health care. That means a lot of good things for working people. And that's what Bernie was talking about. Bernie wasn't getting into race. In fact, he took a lot of flack from some black activists for not pandering enough to him. And said, oh yeah, it's all black and white and it's all the blacks getting screwed. And he's like, no, it's really everybody getting screwed here. The whole working class is getting screwed here, okay? That's a message of unity. That's dangerous. Whereas Trump was just the opposite kind of populist, where he did try to, throw matches and, burn bridges and split people apart. But it worked. And so the response to Trump, the Hegelian dialectic, you have to come up with something. Oh, let's do the woke movement. And so every corporation in America is now behind the woke movement, behind it, 100%. Yes, so why? That's why. If that's real, well, it's not real, because they don't talk about class. They talk about race. They talk about gender. They talk about transgender. They talk about anything that can divide people, but they never talk about class. And the people funding it are people like Jeff Bezos, who just, flies off to a rocket ship, goes 50 feet into space,
yeah,
and he goes
really.
Home, and we're supposed to sit there and be enamored with it, and he's such a progressive, and I mean, but you look what he really does. He broke the union in Alabama, the first union that was going to be at an Amazon fulfillment center, and he funded tons of ads into that state to make sure that union wasn't formed. And so they're not progressives. That's what I'm saying. They're not progressives. And so on the one hand, you have CNN and MSNBC, which used to be progressive media. Now they're just hijacked by the CIA, lying all the time, and pushing the war agenda, pushing the pharma agenda, and pushing the corporate agenda. On the other hand, you have Fox News telling us that, oh, it's all a socialist left wing conspiracy against you, And so it's like the real lefties like me, we're just like, I don't know. Are there any other than me anymore? Is there anybody that held their ground and is not just going to cave in either direction here because of the media, because of what the media told you to believe?
Right.
And I know what I believe, and I believe in revolution, and I believe in overthrowing the ruling class, and I believe in unifying to do that across countries, across race, across gender. And I know that's the solution, and I know that's what scared them and into this super divisive wokeism. So it's all fake, and
it's a
that's
fake
why I'm
kind
gonna call it. Fake left. It's a fake left. What you see on TV is a fake left. These are people that never got arrested at a protest like I did, that never put their body on the line in a barricade like I have, like a lot of people have. These are people who always just kind of sat at home and watched us do it. And then sometimes they were even gatekeepers, and they were like, oh, you can't, it's too violent, you can't do that. And oh, it's terrible. And so it stands to reason that these liberals, these neoliberals, I guess the Zapatistas would call them neoliberals, because that's what they are. They're neoliberals. This is a new liberalism, I guess. And it
It's
stands to
like
reason that these are the people now that are actually pushing forward this vaccine agenda. But guess what? The blacks don't believe it. 28% vaccinated. The Indians on Pine Ridge over here don't believe
they've
it.
woken up.
25% vaccinated. So it's not just the Trumpers that aren't getting vaccinated, and that's another big lie. But it's really important that people understand because this is really what's dividing us is this thing here. And if we don't get unified and speak with a common message, a common goal, and if we don't even have a common goal, does anybody even have a goal anymore? Does even anybody even believe in revolution anymore? Does anybody even believe we can do these things anymore? It just seems like, you know, I'm from a different time when we really had high hopes and we thought we could do things, and we did stuff. I mean, we did stuff. I mean, we ran Bank of America out of West Plains, Missouri, when I did Occupy West Plains, and coinciding with Occupy Wall Street, and a lot of good things happened with Occupy Wall Street, you know. But you know, back in the day, we just did those things, and now it just seems like everything's been driven online, just like the shopping's been driven online, which is the fourth industrial revolution, the fourth Reich, whatever you want to call it. Just like Rob was saying, it's the Nazis 2.0. It's the fourth Reich. This is the fourth Reich. This is the international fourth Reich, and it's all driving people online, driving them out of the real world, driving them out of real activism, and real things, and talking to real people. And I come on for an interview. That's about the only time I'm on the computer, because I'm out here talking to my neighbors about, you know, okay, what are we going to do if this happens? When are we going to do this? You know, and that's, I don't know. This is a big part of why we're where we're at. And that last book I wrote, Nephilim Crown 5G Apocalypse,
okay,
most of it was a critique of people's addiction to technology. And I still have that critique, and I still ask everyone watching this, why are you on Facebook anymore? You know it's a CIA operation. Why are you on Twitter anymore? Why are you supporting these fucking assholes? And you're sitting here telling the truth about all these things, but you're still supporting these assholes. And they'll keep building this stuff as long as you're addicted to it. You want another tower in your neighborhood? Start another account on whatever, Instagram. Yeah. You want another one? Try this app over here. And by the way, apps are the way they're going to enslave everybody. If you have a cell phone, it's like a ankle bracelet. You've already surrendered.
They're trying to make everybody have a cell phone, though. The latest I heard was they're trying to like phase out landlines.
It's going to be QR codes, because it's going to be QR codes that they use with the cell phones.
With the cell phone.
For like your password. See, that's why they got us used to passwords on the internet. They love it, you know, having to scramble like mice, you know, 25 different passwords, try to remember it. And it's just so crazy and insane and Wetiko. But it's like, that's why, because now you're going to need a password to get into a concert, to get into a grocery store. And it's going to be on that phone, and it's going to be a QR code. And these vaccination cards aren't going to be there very long. You know, California's already got, if I'm not mistaken, Rob, they got barcode, right, on that vaccination card, okay? But the QR codes that's going to be the thing. So you have to stay away from apps. You have to stay away from phones. You have to stay away from computers as much as possible. And you only use it, you get on here like we're doing today, throw some darts, fire some shots, get back off it. Because this is their terrain. This is DARPA's creation. DARPA created the internet. DARPA created Facebook through LifeLog. It's documented. DARPA created Google. They funded Google.
I was going to ask how the military comes into play over here, because, you know, you've got the military, you've got the whole surveillance mechanism through Homeland Security, the FBI, etc. You've got intelligence through the CIA. I think you've really done a fabulous job showing us how intelligence came from the British and, you know, created the CIA and so forth. And the CIA is very closely linked to big tech in this country. But the military also is very closely linked, right? As we're seeing now with this incredible technology, the mRNA technology, with the spike protein, with the lipid nanoparticles, the graphene, et cetera, that's being pumped into everybody's arms. That came straight from DARPA as well.
Yeah, they did. They funded Moderna's research. And they're microchipping the population, okay? And, you know, these are the people who we were supposed to think were the most crazy, right, 20 years ago, and they told us this. I was telling people that they would do it. And they're doing it. They're tagging us. Mm-hmm. They're microchipping, whatever you want to call it. This graphene stuff, it's just you're being turned into a human antenna, because 5G doesn't go very far. It's a short millimeter wave, 60 gigahertz,
right.
Very lethal. But they need to have enough antennas, it would be so obnoxious, they'd have to have them everywhere. So one thing I think is going on is they're literally turning vaccinated into human antennas that they transmit a signal. If you can transmit a signal, you can also receive a signal, or you can send a signal, right? So you can be mind controlled. You
And
can
be deliberately
also be
targeted to little parts
monitored
of
and
your brain.
targeted like Rob's friends are being. But the other thing is the vaccination, as even the CDC is saying right now, the vaccinated people are the ones spreading the big viral load, not the
Right.
unvaccinated. This is really
They're
important.
shedding. I mean, what an incredible concept that we are learning
And the
about
CDC is
today,
admitting
right?
it now. And so what it turns out is all these great, communitarian people who are really going to help their community, because that's how woke people are. We want to help so much, but they don't fucking do shit ever, like I said. So these woke people who virtue signal and tell you how, great they are and how bad you are, they're the ones spreading it. The vaccinated people not only are spreading the viral load to the unvaccinated and killing us and hurting us and harming us with their fucking
Right.
vaccinations, but they're also the ones who are creating the variants.
Right.
Because you're targeting a single spike protein with that initial alpha vaccination. And what does a virus do when it meets up with this vaccination? It mutates. And it
Right.
mutates in vaccinated people. And they spread it to the unvaccinated people. And we'll be fine. We got our immune systems. And if you're healthy, every variant gets weaker. That's the way it works. That's the way it historically has
I
worked.
have to question that whole notion of variants too, because I'm questioning the whole notion of viruses these days,
Yeah,
talking
well,
to
true.
many
Yeah. What is
naturopaths
it
and,
really? No, right.
terrain theorists, et cetera, as you know, Dean. And
Yep.
they just say that the variants are being used as an excuse right now to bring out more booster shots and whatnot, right?
Yep.
I've written to the CDC and the FDA, by the way. I've written to the CDC asking for information on the purified isolate of the SARS-CoV-2 virus and of the Delta variant. And I heard back from them, and what they said was, they kind of tried to kind of beat about the bush a little bit. And they said that viruses can only be found in cell cultures, and there's a lot of information on cell cultures, and they sent me to a couple papers online and also information on genome sequencing. So I spoke to Dr. John Reiser and Dr. Robert Young. I will report all this in an article shortly, and they gave me some advice and some wording to go back to the CDC with, which I did. And that's the same wording that Christine Massey used when she queried over 90 public health departments around the world, and she found out that none of these departments have documentation on a purified isolate because the so-called SARS-CoV-2 virus simply doesn't exist in isolate, in isolated form, and that's what the Koch postulates demand and require. And that's supposed to be the gold standard, the classical standard in microbiology. Except the CDC wrote back to me saying the Koch postulates, well, I don't forget the wording, but they said they were pretty much obsolete and modern microbiology requires cell culturing, which everybody I've spoken to laughs about, Dr. Andy Goffman or Dr. Robert Young. They say no. That is not correct. It just means they don't have an isolate. They don't have a virus. And Dr. Young, in fact, points out they've never had a virus for any of the so-called viral spread diseases, measles, mumps, et cetera, rubella, chickenpox, et cetera.
It's
They've
poisoning.
never
It,
had
it,
one.
it, I still think it's largely, I'll go back to what I was talking about last February when my website got deleted and probably why it got deleted, but I still think it's 5G that's keeling people over mostly. Because
A
even the
lot of
things
people are
down
saying
south,
that,
again, they're clustered around big cities where there's 5G rolling out, and they're just now turning on the 60 gigahertz in a lot of places. And they kind of had 5G light going for a while. But it's a cover. Okay, so you know this is going to kill people, hurt people. They can't breathe. Oh, imagine that. 60 gigahertz, the same frequency as the oxygen molecule enters into your bloodstream through hemoglobin, same exact frequency. Okay, so yeah, I can't breathe. People can't breathe. That's why they can't breathe. And then they say, yeah, it's COVID or it's a virus or it's whatever. It's a cover. But they have to have it because they have to have the 5G to get to the 6G to 10G, whatever, and this fourth industrial revolution. And of course, the lockdowns help that because, again, they're driving people online. They're driving people into the cloud. And then they're physiologically taking people into the cloud with these vaccinations to where they're absorbing
That's
them, and
correct.
they're literally mining your energy, like John Trudell used to say. And they're literally using it as a human battery, which is what, Ronald Barnard said. It's a Masonic project is to turn us into human batteries. They literally
Who
are going to
said
use
that?
our
I'm sorry,
body
I didn't
heat
catch that
to
name.
run the LiDAR for the car, for the driverless cars, which aren't going to work, by the way. I don't, a lot of this stuff's not going to work because they're stupid, but this is their idea. This is really their idea. It's the ultimate colonialism when you have colonized the entire planet, taken down every tribe, taken down every anybody thought different than you, and now you actually go and you go out. Now it's time for the white trash to get taken out. And then after that, it's like, what do? We go into the body of each individual, and we profit from every component of that individual's body. It's not gold and silver and oil anymore. No, it's your pancreas and your heart and your lungs. And this is really the crazy world where we're going. And there's going to be incentives, and there's going to be privatization, and there's going to be patents of you. There's going to be companies that come out and say, yeah, we have intellectual property rights now to you because you have taken our vaccination. And this is really how crazy it's going to get. But it's just another phase of capitalism. See, that's the thing. That's what's so important for people to understand. Nothing's changed. Nothing's really changed. It's just the modus operandi has changed, and what they're going to profit off of and how they're going to do it's changed. You know, how much electricity and how much coal burning electricity is it going to take to run charging stations for cars? Oh, I never thought of that. How many million people have died in the Congo because of the mining of rare earth minerals, which are necessary for all this stuff, batteries and laptops and everything to operate? You know, I think like a lot, like 11 million people, more than Pol Pot kill, and nothing, no news. But they're greenwashing it, they're redwashing it. See, they're saying that this is the way of the progressive, whatever. No, it's just a, it's not only that, but it's a reversion back into sort of, I call it electronic feudalism. And that's what we're looking at, electronic feudalism. You will sit at home, you will mine Bitcoin, you will code for Google, you will get paid in piecework, and you will compete with people in India and South Africa. And if you're fast enough, you might be able to make half a living, but most people won't be, and they'll be put on universal basic income, and the middle class and the entrepreneur class will be wiped out, storefronts wiped out. And this is where it's all going. It has, you're right, it has nothing really to do with the virus, and it has nothing to do with protecting our health. It has to do with destroying our health with the waves. And like Rob was saying, the reason we have climate change is precisely because of the space fence, precisely because of the EMFs that are flying around and warming up our atmosphere. Duh. It's not climate change, it's climate changers. They're changing our climate. And they're ionizing the atmosphere with this crap, and we're all living in this toxic soup, and we're getting sick because of it. It's not rocket science, but that's what's going on.
That's a good point. It's climate changed with an ED at the end. And just because you do not consent to the vax does not mean you're immune. You are being exposed. I strongly encourage, based on what Dr. Young is talking about, you mentioned Dr. Young, Ramola. Get your metal tox done. Go see a naturopath that you trust to have the proper metal tox test done. Check for graphene. Who's to say they haven't been dosing us with graphene all these years as well? So I
Well, they're
haven't.
finding it everywhere now. It's been found in water, which means it's coming from the chemtrails. It's been found in saline solution and aqueous solution, which is used as a base for these vaccine excipients, etc. So what La Quinta Columna, those scientists are speculating, and a lot of other scientists have stated now, is it's been in the vaccines all along. It's been in all of these vaccines. Children have probably been getting it. And so what people are calling COVID now could be nothing but that graphene, which creates the same kind of symptoms, the coughing, the blood clots in the lungs, etc., and connected with any wireless radiation that we have going right now, including whatever we've got now, 2G, 4G, etc., as well as 5G.
Right.
And the spike protein is basically a prion or a prion. And so they're creating kind of mad cow disease in people. And this is something they've studied for a long time. But you literally, your brain's just going to become a bunch of blood clots, you know, eventually. I mean, if you get vaccinated. And yeah, like Rob said, maybe even if you don't. And like you said, maybe because this is what COVID actually is, because of all the toxins already that they've, and all
Well,
this
it's
stuff
what the
has to
La
do with
Quinta
make.
guys are saying first. They said it first, I think, and then a lot of people are echoing it, that indeed it's
Yeah.
true. It's entirely plausible that that's what COVID really is. If COVID is some deadly disease with coughing and shortness of breath, etc., then the symptoms are very close to this, radiation poisoning and chemical
Right.
poisoning.
And you talk about isolation. I mean, yes, the COVID has not been isolated, but then you look at somebody like Carnicom who has isolated something that is in every living organism. That's undeniable. That's the reason why his science has been suppressed and censored all these years. So, you know, there is some people have isolated, but it's not what they think.
And, you know, talking about Clifford Carnicom, actually, Rob, I wanted to also bring up that issue of the EMF radiation, which I think is a brilliant discovery that he made, that there is very, very low frequency. I think it's 4 hertz. The pulse is 4 hertz that he was able to record at a few places, I think. Right? I have to go back and look at his research closely before I report on it properly. But it was recorded at a few places. And what it really means is this radiation is being pulsed nonstop, continuously all across the USA, possibly all across the world. And what is this very, very low frequency radiation doing? Any kind of low frequency like that is going to have a bio effect because we operate at those very, very low frequencies. Our brains operate at super low frequencies, right? The body, the cells of our bodies operate at low frequencies. So is that connected to this entire chemtrail agenda? Is that a way of sort of opening the cell membrane to, you know, let the nano through into our brains and the cells of our bodies? Hi, Shai.
Hi. Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to see you.
Yeah,
especially now in these times, it's good to see you, some sane people.
yes, it's wonderful to have you on. And honestly, it is great to have a casual and open, frank discussion about what's going on. So I was just talking about this EMF that Clifford Carnicom discovered, a very low frequency that's being pulsed nonstop, continuously. So, and that's sort of, you know, the La Quinta Columna, Spanish researchers, now they have some new information out saying they have found ionizing radiation using Geiger counters at the location of cell towers, 5G cell towers. They've actually recorded ionizing radiation with a Geiger counter, and they're inviting other people to go out to the 5G cell towers and, do some recording to find out what's going on. I mean, as if non-ionizing radiation isn't bad enough, right?
Exactly. I don't think you need ionizing radiation. I mean, what we have is enough. And it's true. I also saw it that you can go with a Geiger meter and get some radiation, like ionizing radiation. But the non-ionizing radiation is also ionizing radiation. It's just we've been lied to. So it doesn't really matter what it is. And, you know, it's quite funny because, by the way, are we recording already? I mean,
we are recording.
okay, just to know. You know, lately I'm not even talking about all these details because this is like gore. This is like, I call it the pornography of conspiracy. I mean, to deal with all the details of Satan ways, it's ugly. And I know we've been doing it for a long time now. And now what has actually happened, they have flooded the zone in any way they could, even for us who know, generally speaking, what we are talking about. It's time, I think, to stop talking about what they are doing to us or how they plan to do what they want to do to us, and just resist, non-compliant, you know, in what way we
Absolutely.
Have, and I'm sure you have better ways than me because I'm from Israel and here people like to comply, but maybe you can teach us, you know, how not to comply. And I think this is the way forward, because whether they use luciferase or they use 5G or 6G or this frequency or whatever, it's almost endless until it will end, and it will end at some point, and we need to make sure it ends ASAP.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, we do have to resist, and resistance has to occur at every step, stage, and every doorstep, really, because the assaults are incredible. But at the same time, I think what Dean started this conversation with is we kind of need to know what is happening, and we need to know who is behind this so that we are equipped with the true knowledge. I mean, talking about Luciferians, I think you brought them in, Shai, and Satan. I don't think a lot of people know, especially the very educated intellectual middle class. I don't think they really know. They dismiss this stuff as conspiracy theory, right? They hear the word Satan and so on, and they run a mile.
I know. I mean, what can you do? But when you want to know why all this is happening, you know, I've done like a live broadcast a week ago about what's the interest. I mean, everyone is asking, or those who just woke up are asking, what's the interest here? I
Why?
mean, why are they
Exactly.
doing all this? And if you really want to know, you have to dive in. It's not about money. We know it's not about money. They have the printing machine, they have the gold, they have they have it all. It's about our soul. And those who are after our soul, they don't like God. All right, I'll put it simply. You can call them Satanists, it doesn't matter what their name even is. It's just people who are after our soul are not really people anymore. Okay, so call them what you like, but they are not on my group. And I am in the group of believing in the Creator. And with everything that is happening now, and obviously a lot is happening, and it's the most important time of humanity, maybe ever. So a lot is happening, obviously. We need to find answers. And the answers are not in making money. The answers are not even anymore in getting control of the population, because they more or less have that, and unless we break free, which is what we need to do. It's they're after our soul. This is why they lose. Well, they use all these technologies and many, many ways they've been developing for decades and more to control us, to fool us, to witchcraft us, to, do everything they can do now, because they've dumbed us down for many, many years. And those who don't see it and they want to know, it's time to dive in. I mean, you have to, if you want answers, you have to go straight through, even if it takes you a couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of months, doesn't matter now. It's not about time, it's about space. Once you understand where you are at and what they're after, maybe it's time for you to realize who you are, which is where it takes us eventually. It's to understand who we are and why they want our soul so badly, because we are very, very precious, and we need to realize that. Otherwise, we are just puppets, and we are flesh and blood and bone, and they just want our money, and we are slaves. But it's not about that. And you know what? Even if it's about that, we shouldn't let it happen. All right?
Well, this
Again,
whole
we
thing is
need.
about stopping it from happening, right? Because this is precisely what we were talking about, Shai, before you joined us. I think Dean was talking us about, well, he kind of took us through the whole arc of control over here and how the Crown Corporation is behind a great deal. And he talked about, what is it, Vanguard and BlackRock. And, he also talked about British intelligence and the control of the media in the West. And I presume everywhere in the world, really, at this point, everything is controlled. The government's controlled, media is controlled. Pharmaceutical companies seem to be running the show in many, many ways. But behind them, we've got these investment companies, these insurance companies,
Of course,
etc.
again, the Vanguard, I totally agree. I mean, Vanguard Group and BlackRock, they are the top dogs, and the families behind them, it's exactly those families that Dean has spoken about for many years.
Right.
So obviously Dean knows what he's talking about, and it's not a coincidence that I've been
Exactly.
interviewing him so many times.
You've been on, yeah, right, exactly. You both have had lots of conversations. I wanted to ask though how the financial agenda comes into play as well. With the vaccine agenda, there is also the takeover of the body, right? We talked about, I think Dean talked about energy harvesting. They do want to harvest your bioenergy, but there's also a way of linking you up to the cloud and to AI through those nanobiosensors sensors and the nanotech in your brain as well. And somehow that's being linked to what? Blockchain, cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and essentially, I mean, I think
That's their intention, in other words.
it's important to understand, like Shai's saying, this is a Luciferian agenda. And the reason it is because Lucifer was a fallen angel, right? He was a Nephilim. And he believed he was smarter than Creator, smarter than God. And that's exactly what these people believe. And so with the advent of the internet and social media, which DARPA was behind, with crowdfunding through Silicon Valley and da da da, they have gotten people trapped in their intellects. They've got people thinking that
That's
they're really
very true.
smart. How many people have you talked to lately who are just dumber than rocks and think they know everything? Yeah, way too many. So they've closed the heart chakra. They've shut off empathy. You're supposed to be a computer. You know, you're being re we're being reduced to computers. And this
These are
is the
very
real
smart
animal
people, by
reality.
the way, who can't get all this. The smartest among us. This is what I think. They've done a number on the educated middle class, you know, the ones with the most degrees, the
Yep.
PhDs and the MDs.
Exactly. And this is why it's Luciferian. And so even if they don't know it, or if they know it or if they don't know it, they're still Satanist. And a lot of people's souls got bought a long time ago, let's face it. I mean, how many people have spent their whole lives working for some giant corporation or working for the war machine or, you know, working for a bad entity? Or so it wasn't like they had to go much further. But now we're at that point where they're coming out of the closet, and they're just basically like, there was a, what was the storm last week in Europe, and they called it like a Satan's counter cyclone or a Lucifer, I don't know. But they're just
Really?
coming out of the closet, and they're just telling us who they are, and they're welcoming people into their cult, into their, and they're trying to initiate people into their cult with the vaccination. The vaccination is like the holy sacrament of this cult, and the white coats are the gods. The people that wear the white coats are the gods. So science is God, you know, except it's not science as we know, but it's witchcraft. Like Shai said, that's what it is, it's witchcraft. And but it's just another ruse, another trick, another, you know, it's in many ways, nothing's really changed. In many ways, it's just a continuum of what's already been going on with the war machine and everything else. And yeah, now you have the, again, this woke movement, which is a corporate construct, a banker construct, trying to supplant what used to be the real left, that used to really fight for workers and didn't care about black and white, didn't care about gender, just cared about class, you know. And so they've sponsored this woke movement to basically cut that off at the pass. And we're in a world of hurt because we don't have any political organization. We don't have, you know, the only people that are really organized are kind of the fringe righty Trumpers, and they're scary. They're not what we want to be. So what are we going to do? Well, just like Shai said, we're going to have to non-comply with everything, with don't comply with anything. And there's a lot of people in my neck of the woods doing that in South Dakota, and there's a lot of people, well, we're not going to have that here.
There's
But
many around the country, I think, Dean. If you look at what happened with the San Diego, the County Board of Supervisors meeting, I don't know if you've seen some of those women speaking out and men as well, speaking out very strongly to those Board of Supervisors saying, you know, what is this? What are you doing? You can't force masks on our children. You can't force vaccine passports on us. And you need to be kicked out of the board. You know, this is highly unconstitutional what you are doing. And that kind of thing, that kind of conversation is taking place at a lot of counties across the country. You know, and what really especially encourages me is that we are seeing more doctors waking up. Doctors are speaking out, doctors and immunologists, because as you know, they have a certain clout in society by virtue of their white coat, I suppose, which people still believe in, and which the so-called authority figures are supposed to listen to. They're not really listening to them. They only listen to the paid shills, I'm sure. But in any case, they do have, they appear to have at least a tone of authority when they present this information. That this virus is not killing people. It's certainly not killing children, and children should not be given this vaccine. And so people are, I think the more this happens, the more people come out, the more people speak out, perhaps the message will ripple out great further and further. There was, I think, a report from Germany that 23,000 doctors have refused to administer vaccines. You know, so that's kind of huge, isn't it? That's what we need to see across the board in all our countries. The doctors and nurses need to say, no, we're not going to give this shot because we can see what it's doing.
Well, I think censorship has been huge. I mean, I think there's a lot of people who've been speaking out, but we're not hearing it because of the mass censorship that's
Well,
out there.
that's
There's a lot of gatekeeping going on as well within, you know, as Dean suggested with regards to media. When you look at the alt media, we know there's a lot of gatekeeping going on of some of the most critical information that's out there. So, you know, we're being attacked on all fronts. And, you know, I think there's a lot of, what do you want to, you know, woke is, you know, as Dean suggested as well, but whatever you want to call it, there's a lot of people who are aware what's going on. You spoke earlier about the African American community here not being vaccinated. It's because they've been suppressed for so long, they know something's up. They've been, you know, they've been messed with for so long.
They are
So,
speaking out, you know, to themselves and to each other and warning each other. You know, this is just like Tuskegee. This is just like all of the experiments. This is like slavery. I mean, somebody used the term global slave ID for the vaccine passport, and I thought that's so apt, isn't it? That's,
well,
we're heading toward global slavery again here.
COVID stands for what now, right? Certificate of Vaccination ID. So
That's right.
when I hear in the media that somebody died of COVID, what I'm thinking is somebody died from the vaccination. What the media really means is they died from this boogeyman coronavirus. Well, we know that's not true. Then I ask what the cycles were set to. So we know that's all hogwash, that whole PCR thing. And, you know, we can talk about the inventor of the saliva test, you know, 51-year-old Dr. Brooks. He's no longer with us. We know what happened to Carrie Mullis as well. They're knocking all these people off left and right. They're going after the dissenters, and they're going after those in the immediate family of the dissenters. It's clear what's going on. It's just, it's not. Yeah, it's being suppressed. It's being censored.
With remote access directed energy weapons, anti-personnel directed energy weapons, again connected to high 5G, connected to, you know, pulses of energy from a distance. The kind of technology that they have now, that they're already using on people now, that's again not covered in mainstream media, is intense. It's highly sophisticated. And as you say, it's being used to take people out. They've taken out doctors, they've taken out heads of state. Look at all those African heads of state who were bumped off because they dared to say no vaccines in my country, right?
Right.
And
That's right.
despite all their weapons and all their high tech, and of course they want us to believe they're omnipotent and they have all this stuff that we can't stop. And so here's some, you know, look at what happened in Afghanistan, man. Look what happened just now. I mean, nobody likes the Taliban, obviously. They're created by the CIA, by the big oil companies, by the Pakistani intelligence service. That came from the Mujahideen. Reagan trained them. Told us they were freedom fighters. They were lauded all over the, you know, the Taliban leadership was all ex-Mujahideen. But still, my point is, they defeated an empire. They defeated an occupying force with drones, with bioweapons, with EMF weapons, with all kinds of stuff. And so, still, it remains true that a guerrilla fighter has the advantage because a guerrilla fighter has a will to fight. The Afghan military, they're a puppet military of a puppet ruler of a ruling class oligarch that facilitated the drug trade in Afghanistan for the crown, for the through the Khan family, the bloodline Khan family. They had no will to fight. That's so yeah, when stuff got tough, they just threw their weapons down and ran away. Taliban didn't do that. Just like the Viet Cong didn't do that. Just
Can
like those
I ask,
oppositions didn't do that.
can
And
I
one of
also
the
ask if you see the CIA, you know, the CIA set up the Taliban, etc., do you not see the CIA's hand in this, in what's happening right now, in the so-called pullout
Could
by the
be.
US?
I mean, it's what I think is they cut a deal with them, and I think Trump probably cut the deal, but he cut a deal saying, "Look, you guys keep the drug lines, keep the opium flowing, because that's why they took them out in the first place. Was the Taliban were going around burning warehouses of opium, and that's why they actually took them out when they did. So I think they probably cut a deal with them. One interesting factoid: the people in Qatar who are doing the transitional government, Hamid Karzai, who worked for Sencal, and then Chevron owns that now, or so Caltex, whatever it is. But anyway, Chevron owns it. Chevron's the one that has the pipeline going through Kandahar. Kandahar is where the Taliban first appeared. So they were the big oil companies had a big hand in it too, in creating them. But I think they cut a deal with them to keep the drug thing going because Karzai and Gulbadin Hekmatyar are the two people on this transitional council. And Hekmatyar is like the CIA opium poster boy going way back, you know, way back when they first created the Mujahideen in Pakistan and crossed the border First thing they did was planted poppies in Afghanistan, and the Golden Triangle in Vietnam moved and became the Golden Crescent in Afghanistan. And
this was way back,
this war
right?
has always been as much about opium as anything else. There's a lot of money in opium, okay? And the crown runs the opium trade. And, you know, so, yeah, they probably cut a deal. Otherwise, there'd be trouble against them. But as I say, I think British intelligence is also in there, and it wouldn't be surprised to see some sort of ISIS terrorist act at this airport that sort of causes the U.S. to stay or tries to keep us in there. Because that's what the British really want is, you know, they want the U.S. going around or Israel or some other entity, the Saudis or somebody else doing their dirty work for them so they can sit there and make a bunch of money instead. That's what they do. So there's definitely going to be some interesting pretext. But, you know, overall, like I say, again, it's the only time the media in this country's ever criticized Joe Biden was when he decides to pull troops out of a war zone. The only time they ever complimented Donald Trump was when he bombed Syria. You know, so that just shows you what's going on. I mean, you don't toe the line, you know, you don't go along with the military-industrial complex, which is controlled by the crown, then you get spit on and you have trouble. So, but one thing I wanted to mention in Chiapas in southern Mexico, Zapatista territory, probably all remember the Zapatistas, one of the most inspiring revolts against neoliberal capitalism in modern times. And it changed a lot of things down there. They've gotten a lot of concessions from the government in that region in Chiapas. Well, there's whole villages in Chiapas that refuse the vaccine. Chiapas has the lowest vaccination rate in Mexico, and it's the only, as a result, it's the only Mexican state that's not in trouble from COVID. But what they do in Chiapas is if you come in there as a nurse or one of these cheerleaders for vaccinations like they're doing all over and try to push the vaccine or convince people or anything, they'll put a rope around your neck and a noose around your neck, and they'll march you down to the public square in these villages, charge you 500 pesos and run you out of town. So there's 0% vaccination in these villages. And they know.
Wow,
so any genuine resistance fighter from any conflict or any sphere of, you know, conflict over time knows what's going on. That's why I say these liberals that are on the side of the vaccinated, these aren't people who showed up at protests. These aren't people who put their ass on the line for a cause. These are people that, you know, sent $10 to the Sierra Club and, you know, so they wouldn't feel guilty about working for Bank of America during the week.
They don't know what's going on. They just haven't woken up. You know, as Shai said, they just haven't figured it out. They just haven't taken the time to figure out what's really going on. They just don't know.
You know, I'm just a different angle here. I'm trying to bring, and I have a couple of things, but I'll start with the first one. You know, there was this time when I think it was Pompeo, I think that's his name, he stood up and Trump was just here behind him. And Pompeo said that it's a live exercise.
It's live drill.
And Trump said, you should have let us know, right? And now, why I'm just trying to remind us about this couple of seconds. Because we know that the whole COVID story is supposed to run till 2025 as a drill, as an exercise, okay? It was also in event 2001, they spoke about a simulation. And then in some documents that were released, the COVID-19 supposed to run till 2025. And if I take this, plus it's a live exercise, you should have let us know, as if Trump didn't know, and he may didn't know at that time. What I'm seeing here is that countries may start soon to follow footsteps of maybe diminishing the corona status, maybe going back to life, all right? And yes, they want the majority of the population vaxxed and injected for the graphene oxide and all these technologies. But I think we are now in phase two or three or whatever. I mean, we are not talking about pandemic anymore. This is 2020. Now, when I look ahead, they are going to use, because we already accepted the emergency laws and the semi sort of dictatorship through the legal system, most countries accepted that because we were so scared, most of the people, and the way it worked through politics and the law system and the emergency agencies. We are already there. There's already a dictatorship, already a military regime in many countries, although we don't see necessarily soldiers in the streets. And what I'm seeing, being realistic, not pessimistic, just realistic, is that we may very soon go into the next phase, which is nothing to do with COVID. It will be engineered stuff in the weather, in the climate. It will be engineered food shortages, and engineered famine, engineered many things which are engineered in order for them to accomplish their next goal and their next goal until what they like to have is dominion. And that's why I think I said before non-compliant, but we need much more than that now. Non-compliant was when they wanted us to put masks and we didn't want. They wanted us to close the businesses and we didn't want, but we did that, all right? This was the time of non-compliance. Now we need, I think, more extreme measures to fight it back, to push it back, because I don't think it's about COVID anymore. You know, it's now they push, for example, now they push, when they have the COVID story running for a year and a half now, it's very easy to push the emergency climate new laws or whatever. And then obviously the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, which include 14 goals out of the 17 major goals for SDGs, is about vaccinations. And most people don't know it. I'll say it again. Out of Agenda 21 or Sustainable Development Goals, okay, you have 17 goals there: equality, and you know, no zero hunger. I forgot now all the
zero poverty.
Zero poverty. Thank you. Equality in education, equality in business, etc., etc. 17 goals. 14 out of them, it's vaccinations, and people are not aware of that. They think they are supporting the globe, all right?
That's a very good point. I'm glad you brought it up. And in fact, that's exactly right. And that's sort of one of the base questions of this conversation really is, was this vaccine agenda planned forever, you know, for 100 years, 120 years, 150 years?
Yeah.
And you're saying Agenda 21 most definitely has actually enshrined that the vaccine agenda is there in those 17 goals.
Absolutely. It's there in the Gavi website. Look, I've run a couple of shows in Hebrew and I did one in English. Mm-hmm. Just for whoever wants to know about that, will know about that. It's on Gavi website, which obviously is funded by Bill Gates.
We'll have to find that out for
about it. And the WHO. I have like 10-minute segment from this show. I just show everything. It's on Gavi's website. It says,
yes,
all right,
Gavi
it says, you want zero hunger? Go vax, you know, in nicer words. But basically, that's what they say. Now, this is one thing. The second thing. It's all right to talk about Afghanistan and Mexico, but I think, sorry to say it, Israel, or it's not Israel as a state, but Israel as an agent, if you like, and companies within Israel, which are partly military, partly civilian, etc. I mean, it doesn't matter now who owns what, because eventually everything is owned by BlackRock and Vanguard Group. But basically, Israel is an agent with its companies that run all the AI stuff, and Dean knows quite a lot about it. Sad to say it, but Israel is working closely with China on this high-tech stuff, on these softwares and apps that are here to control our life. And you know, Alison McDowell, something that you said earlier, Amula, Alison McDowell has done a great research about exactly this, how it's economical to kill us, how it's economical to make us digital slaves. So the monopoly game is changing altogether, and this is what they are doing here. They don't care about killing people, children. On the contrary, they want our blood. They want our organs. This is how mad they are. So they don't, as long as the game is running, they don't care what game it is. And what we are seeing, again, the corona story was just the beginning of this new game they want to play. And we need to, again,
That's
I'm
right.
saying it, we need to stop this game because it won't get any easier. If the less we stop it or the further we let it roll, we lose big time. And
Correct.
They may
when
come
you
a point.
When you say this game, Shai, spell it out. What exactly do you mean by this game? Is this the game of new viruses being created?
No, this no, no. This is the game of social impact, a new sort of capitalism. If
That's
now we
what
are,
Allison talks about.
Yes. It's this social credit system. Here in Israel, they're going to pass it. It's going to enter social credit system. And now the green passport is all over Israel since a few days. I mean, it's coming, and you know, we can hear what's going on in Australia, which is it's mad. And I hear also that in Canada they're going to stop all the corona measures on the 1st of October. Anyone heard about it? It's quite strange. I mean, when I think about what Trudeau, Canada, going to do that, well, it doesn't make sense.
Well,
but
you do know about the Patrick King case, right, in Alberta, Canada, and Alberta itself coming forward and saying they were stopping all the major measures such as demanding masks everywhere and demanding vaccines. And in fact, the woman who's the health officer made a statement saying they're going to demote CV-19 to just a mild
flu. Excellent. So here's the question,
Ramona.
So why to wait till 1st of October?
Oh, that's a good question.
Why to wait now 5 weeks longer for dictatorship to take more place until the 1st of October? What's in the pipeline there waiting for us, you know? And that's why, I mean, they give us all the time, oh, there's this lawsuit and these lawyers are doing that and many doctors are stopping to take or to give vaccines. I think this is just stalling time, all right? This is just many things as if happening on our side to our benefit. But I think, sorry to say that, I think it's a psyop.
It's propaganda.
I think it's propaganda for us to stay. It's like the QAnon stuff, you know, for us to wait so someone will
All
save
right.
us. Ah,
someone
the
else
doctors are doing it, or the
work.
Lawyers are doing it. We're going to win. But actually, no, we are soon into phase two without knowing that this is where they take us. And I don't think, let's say maybe I'm wrong, but even if I'm wrong, I don't think I'm that far away from the target by saying what I just said, all right?
We're winning a few battles and we're losing the war. I totally agree.
But it also depends where you live, because where I live, we never shut down businesses. We never wore masks.
And this is
we
South
never
Dakota,
played the
right?
game. We never, South Dakota never played the game. It's the only state.
Wasn't there a moment when she did a flip-flop, though, your governor?
Well, if she does, well, she'll be gone. Because we're not going to have this.
She already,
we're not playing
she brought in vaccine.
Well, we're like the Zapatistas. We're not playing this game here. We got a cowboy, biker, outlaw alliance here. And if they want to come in here, they better be ready for a scrap. I'm just going to tell you loud and clear, live on whatever this is, whoever controls this. And they're gonna have a scrap, because we all play these games. We just think this is all Wetiko, Wendigo, Archon, trash. And we knew it from the get-go, and we never played this game. And a representative in my town here is sending a bill to Kristi Noem that she better sign, because she's already outlawed the vaccine passports for government agency employment in South Dakota, but she hasn't done it for private business. And now Walmart's saying, you know, by whatever, you got to be vaccinated. So we have Walmarts here. So this guy, Scott Odenbach, has sponsored a bill, and it's going into the bin, and we're going to pressure our governor to pass that. And if she doesn't, a lot of people are going to be mad. But Montana's already done it, and North Dakota's already done it. And this is the area where I live. It's what Russell Means. He said we should secede, you know, and start a new country. We're prepared. We're quite prepared to do that. Mostly what we're doing is, like I said, we're target practicing. We're getting fit. We're getting our minds ready and wrapped around this thing because I see what's going on in New York. I see what's going on in Frisco. I see what's going on in New Orleans. That ain't gonna happen here. We're not gonna play those games here. And if they want to bring their games here, I mean, we'll be in City Hall, armed to the teeth, armed to the teeth. I tell you, it's not gonna happen here. So it's just a matter of your mindset. It's a matter of, do you want to be a slave or free? There's no time anymore. There's no time. There's very little time even for these interviews anymore. Very little time for any of this
I
information or
agree.
education or, you know, whatever this is. Like, what do you got? It's gonna come down to, what do you got, man? What do you got? Or woman, what do you got? What do you got? Because this is all we got is ourselves and our dignity. And we're not gonna roll over for any games or any more drills or and you know and Pa Zappa, this is stronghold. I live in a stronghold. If you don't live in a stronghold, I would say you should move to a stronghold because there are more than one. There's a few. And one of them's Chiapas and one of them's here, and there's others. But I don't know where they're all at. But these are the kind of places you're gonna wanna be. You're not gonna be wanting to live in these cities with these namby-pamby liberal thought police that are working for Big Pharma thinking they're woke. I mean, you're not gonna wanna live there. You're not going to want to live anywhere near those people. I mean, don't, they better not come near me. My whole thing is, if you're vaccinated, if you're wearing a mask, stay the fuck away from me, man. You're spreading your shit. You're spreading all this viral load or electronic load or whatever this is that you're spreading. You're dangerous to me. Stay away from me. And that's, I mean, you want to treat me like a dirt rug? You don't even know what you got yourself into. You don't even know what ground you're tromping on right now. And I know nature's with me, and I know creator's with me, and I know we're gonna win this thing.
Exactly.
It may be, I may go down in a bloody whatever, but I know in the end the truth will come out and we'll win this thing because that's just the nature
Well,
of reality. That's the way it's always been. I have a great deal of faith, and if you don't, you better get some. Or, you know, but
I
again,
agree.
you have to believe in a God, you have to believe in a higher power. You can't think that somehow we're gonna intellectualize or rationalize or argue with people or educate them with our great knowledge about, no, it's not coming from there. It's coming from here, man. It's coming from what do you got inside and how connected you are to the ground and the earth and the animals and the trees and the rocks and how connected you are to that stuff because that will guide you through this whole thing. And a big part of it is just slow down. Don't panic. Right now, it's all about panicking people, panicking people. You look at
They love making
Afghanistan, look at
people
these
panic.
people, they're panicking at the airport. The soldiers are panicking, Biden's panicking. You know, look at the pandemic, Fauci's panicking, Gates is panicking. They're all panicking. This is so pathetic. This is so pathetic what I'm watching here. And then these
You see,
billionaires launching rockets into outer space.
I know,
Yay,
it's a joke.
billionaire, thank you so much. I mean, it's so pathetic what I'm seeing. This is the low point of Western culture right now.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's
I
not
agree.
about the crown anymore because we know about the crown, or some of us do, or if they cared to listen, but it's about you. It's about, are you going to quit Facebook? Are you going to quit Twitter? Are you going to quit app, this phone? Are you going to turn your phone off most of the day so that it can't track you like a dog, which is what I do? My phone's never on. I got a $20 Walmart phone. It's never on. Why are you leaving your phone on? Why are you leaving your computer plugged in with your
It's
camera on?
come to that point.
Without
We
putting
have
a
to
little
make that
cover on it
choice.
like that, like I put over
Sure.
mine when I'm not using it. Why are you so
Sure.
fucking stupid? Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but
Oh.
I'm just a stupid fucking people who roll over and grovel and then they complain that, oh, gee,
Absolutely.
wonder why that happened. Happened because you. Happened because of you, Holmes. You didn't have it. That's where I'm at right now.
And in a sense, what you're offering is a way out. You're telling people this is what you have to do, you know? And, you know, it's great to know that there are places like Chiapas and South Dakota who are going to be very strong and send a very strong message. But in actuality, we all live in different parts of the world, and some of these places are populated by liberal thinking, you know, which is gun control. People do not have arms where I live, up in Massachusetts or
So
in
move out,
other
move away.
states.
Wow.
Well,
Yep,
my
I move
husband's never
out.
going to move out, I can tell you
Yeah.
that.
You can
So,
move out, move out. You're
but
not going to be able to go to the grocery store pretty soon
no, this
inside
is what I
Cuba.
was going to ask. Do you really think it's going to come down to war? I mean, look at what's happening in Australia. I don't know if you watched some of those protests. There was police presence, okay, but look at the numbers of police and look at what they did. They used
Yeah.
shields and they used rubber bullets. Now, rubber bullets are pretty bad. They did hurt a lot of children. They hurt people in the eye, etc. They're pretty bad, but
Well,
they're
six
using
cops
rubber
got hurt pretty
bullets. Do
bad
you
in
think they?
Melbourne too.
Do you
Six cops
in
got hurt
Melbourne?
pretty bad
Yeah.
in Melbourne too, just
Do you
for the
think it's going
record.
to be worse? It's going to get worse. Do you think they're
It's
going
up
to
to
actually
them.
draw fire?
It's up to them. It's up to them. It's not up to me. I'm not the aggressor here. I'm not the aggressor. I don't long for war or conflict, but it's up to them, right? It's like if you're gonna come at us with this kind of crazy stuff that de Blasio says you gotta have a vaccine card to go into a grocery store and buy food in New York City, and what? You're gonna just you got two choices. You can get on a bus and get out tomorrow, or you can fight. I would suggest getting
But do you
out
have to fight
because
with
there's other
arms is my
places we can
question.
fight.
What about passive non-resistance? What about non-violent resistance?
It's all the
You
same.
know?
It's all like I said, that's what I've been all about my whole life, but it's like it depends what they do. I mean, if a cop comes to my door with a needle, am I supposed to just how are you gonna passively resist that?
Mean,
You'd
how
probably be
bad do
better
you
off
really
with a 44 in
want
your
it?
hand.
Well, you have to do it before he gets to the door with a needle for sure. You know, this is why, you know,
Right.
those notices of liability are great, sending notices to your city, sending letters right now. Everybody, you know, who's woken up needs to take some action right now to protect yourself and your status as a free and living being on the planet.
And I think in answer to your question, Romola, how bad do you think they want it? How bad do you think the opposition wants the trajectory that they're putting us on? That's what it comes down to, I believe.
And they want it very, very badly, is what you're suggesting.
Yeah, I think
Oh, yeah, they need
They
it.
don't
Oh,
want to let
yeah.
us go, is what you're saying, is what
Right.
all of you.
Oh.
It's
Yes.
if this is the, yeah, their whole way of life depends on this working with this
all
fourth
about
Reich,
control.
fourth Industrial
But
Revolution.
isn't it, in a sense, it's them or us, right, at this point?
Yeah, it is. It because if it's not a military conflict, they get wiped out financially. They go to jail. They get their assets stripped of them. No, it's them or us. It's true. This is a war. We didn't declare it. We just are fighting as guerrilla warriors in this just and righteous battle against evil, against the devil, against Satan, against AI, against any everything aliens, all of which I believe are synonymous words. There's no difference. Lucifer, Nephilim, I don't care what, these are all synonymous. These mean people who don't get it, people who are ungrateful for being created into this world by this beautiful creator, this beautiful world, and who just want to screw it up because they think they're smarter than God. And that is the sickest, most ugly and evil thing I could think of. And these are the people that talk to you every day on TV. And yes, either they're going to go down or we're going to go down. Yes, that's the answer to
That's
that.
right,
There's no
but
in
I'm
between with no
suggesting,
fence to
yeah,
sit
but
on.
I'm just suggesting that
Right.
right now, because they still exist within this construct of government, they exist within this construct of quote unquote public health, and they exist within the construct of, you know, there's a veneer, a thin veneer of civilization, right, that they have created, that they're all sort of existing inside. And they haven't yet drawn fire. They haven't yet, they're doing it sporadically here. We do get the news. You know, the police are treating people very, very badly here and there. These isolation camps, quarantines, etc., they're outrageous, etc. We see that. But it hasn't escalated to the point of actual physical capture of large numbers of people, abduction, captivity, torture, and concentration camps. It's happening sort of in home, in house, in neighborhood for sure. But they haven't done any mass, large scale into extermination in public and in open as yet. So I'm just suggesting that there is a point. We have a window of opportunity here to do this, you know, vocally with our words, with our language, which is why I do these interviews, for God's sake, you know. I'm hoping that more and more people will wake up. And I think Shai does the same and Rob does the same. And I know, Dean, you are so gracious and you've come on so many people's interviews. You're also trying to wake people up. So hopefully my thing here is just to say there's possibly a tiny window of opportunity where people will wake up, recognize that the hour is very late. The time has come for everybody to step up to the plate, and everybody has got to take some action, whether it's verbal or written, you know, to stand your ground and to push them back further. So is there a possibility to push them back and to keep them held back, literally to you know, take their power away from them? That really is what I mean. How do you take their power away from them, sort of in a nonviolent way, you know?
Yeah, I think it's by non-compliance, of course.
Shai's laughing.
We all echo. I think a primary difference between what we're seeing today in the 60s and 70s is we've got the younger demographic that doesn't seem to be plugged in to worldly events as they were back in the day. They don't.
Brainwashed. They're totally indoctrinated.
I think we've raised a bunch of little techno-fascists. I think we really have. And
Some
they
of whom are woke and call themselves democratic socialists, such as my
oh,
daughter.
but Elon Musk is cool. I mean, they want the Elon Musk way of life. They think it's the coolest thing. And and when I say we raised them, I mean, yeah, a lot of them are parents now, and they're raising their children to be the same way. They're lining up for the iPhones. So, I mean, I think that's a primary difference, not to harp on the younger demographic. I'm just pointing out a difference between what we saw in the late 60s, early 70s. They
Well, that's
started that,
true.
and the teachers joined them. But now, the boomers are saying, look, we did our thing. Now it's up to the kids to do it. And if they do rise up, then I think we'd be surprised how many of these adults would join them. But right now, I think the adults are just saying, look, it's their world. If they want it, they're going to get it. My day's over. That's kind of breaking it down for me, what I'm seeing, at least. But again, I'm in the belly of the beast. I'm here in California, so that's what I'm seeing. So not to say that's the pulse of what's going on throughout the country, but it certainly seems to be what's going on in California.
Technology is the beast and the vaccine's the mark, right? How hard
Yeah.
is it? And technology is what's addicted these kids to, yeah, it's taken away their empathy. It's taken away their ability to read a book. It's taken away their ability to think, communicate with others, work with
Ability
others.
to think, yeah.
And it was
Yeah.
all designed that way. And this is why it's an alien construct, a Nephilim construct. It's not from this world. The AI is not from here. It's being demonically imposed into this realm by these entities and who are represented, to my mind, on this earth by the bloodlines, by the crown, the collective crown, kings and queens. And I gotta say here, I went to a high school reunion. Okay, so it wasn't my class, it was a couple class ahead of me, but it was close by here in the Black Hills, so I went. But I gotta tell you, like, everybody there thinks this is all BS. Everybody there is not getting vaccinated. Talked to one person that got vaccinated out of like 40 people,
That's
and she regrets
terrific to
it.
hear.
So I don't know. I just, and these are, yeah, okay, these are our generation, mid 50s. So yeah, there's a lot of ability in that generation, I think, especially in the rural parts of this country, to identify BS. When we see it, we just don't believe it, but the young kids, yeah, they're in trouble. And but it's really not, it's like you can't just, like, I guess I'm not a baby boomer quite, I'm kind of an in-betweener, but it's really all about your own karma, man, your own ability to move on to the next thing, feeling good about yourself. And that's what it is all to me. It's like win, lose, draw, get crushed. But you gotta fight, you gotta battle evil. I mean, you can't just let evil roll over you, man, or you become evil. You become, yeah, you're the one putting the Jews in the oven, and that's not, so that really doesn't matter about, your age or anything like that, or you're sitting on the sidelines. It's not an option. I mean, sitting on the sidelines is not an option. So,
Not
like I said, what
anymore.
I'm spending
Not anymore.
my time doing is just living in the real world. Talking to my neighbors, and yeah, we've got together now a few people who think the same, and we're quite prepared to do whatever it takes if they come in here with any kind of mandates, any kind of, any kind of anything. We're not gonna we're look we're gonna live free or die, live free or die.
Yep.
And then you'll go to a better place because you did that. But if you're a coward, and I swear these vaccines from the past and the technology and all this stuff, everything has made people so cowardly. I can't even recognize them. Like, I don't know. People of the older generation, were so much braver and so much more capable of just dealing with things, and it wasn't always, you know. Now it's just everybody's a narcissist, it seems like, and it's all about their own trip. And that's a big part of the problem, is like seeing ourselves as connected, seeing ourselves as the person that, you know, like, I want to be the person you can count on when shit hits the fan, okay? I don't want to be this person that counts on other people. But it seems like mostly a lot of what you have now is those kind of people that just want to count other people when shit hits the fan, and kind of tuck under their wing or something. And it's all because of the Stockholm syndrome and the mind control, the MK Ultra. And they've taken that now to a global scale with the media, and they've weakened people's resolve and ability to really
Absolutely.
believe in themselves and to know who they are. And like, say who we are, like Shai said, we're beautiful beings. We're here to do good in the world. We're here to fight evil. That's why we're here. There's no other reason. I mean, we're here to make this right, you know, because this used to be right here before the intervention, and now it's not right, and we got to make it right. And so you go to your death making it right. And then if it's still not right, then, you know, you've resonated in the world. Your energy has resonated, and you're on to something else, and it's no big deal. And death is no big deal. Don't be afraid to die. That's what keeps most people slaves. They're afraid to die. They don't want to stick out. And oh, God forbid, you know, if I do this, I might get shot, or I might get beat up by a cop or whatever. Who cares? Doesn't even matter. It's just so irrelevant. But that's kind of the plane they've got us operating on spiritually. It's not the deep plane of the 60s or the 70s when, you know, people really were hopeful and really wanted to be that person that you could count on. And they weakened us just in every respect, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, ability to just do basic functions, fix a tire, work on a car, I mean, bake bread. I mean, it's all part of the same soul capture that Shai was talking about. And it didn't just start yesterday. It didn't just start with COVID. It started a long time ago. And this program society, this crown agency, this round table group has basically been whittling away at humanity and degrading humanity with climate change, tales of climate change, and tales of how we've screwed everything up. The humans have screwed everything up. It's all our fault. Of course, you know, well, meanwhile, they have mining companies, oil companies that are just polluting the shit out of the planet. They don't care. I wonder how much energy it took to launch those rockets, you know, 50 feet into space or whatever, crash down to the earth. And how much energy is Musk using to recharge electric cars off the grid, coal-based electricity? I mean, nobody questions any of this stuff anymore. Nobody calls bullshit anymore. I mean, it's like when we saw this in the 60s and 70s, we were like, come on, man, you're lying to us, man, about these Contras, or you're lying to us about Vietnam, or you're lying to us about, you know, whatever, the Black Panthers are an AIM or evil and all this. And now it's just like, oh, yep, okay, that's what Dr. Fauci said, or that's what Scott Gottlieb from Pfizer said. I mean, and they just roll over, and that's the biggest. I swear to God, these vaccinations, not just this one, but the kids are getting these vaxes, and they're making them more docile, more cowardly, less discerning. But the technology does exactly the same thing, and just as much, and maybe more, the technology, which is why, yeah, turn it
Another
off, you know.
takeaway from the 60s and 70s, what came from that was the end of the draft. That's what's made our kids docile and apathetic. They don't have to worry about being drafted now. So that was probably something that backfired on us, is that they actually got what they wanted. They got the end of the draft. Well, now our kids don't fear going to war.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. The
You know,
kind of wars
I
that have occurred have been far away, right? And have
kind of see
affected
it.
everybody.
I kind of see it in, I mean, where I am now, I have my garden, I have my chicken, I grow some food, I have some grapes, I have whatever things I have around me. This is plan A, to keep everything running, and the world can wait outside, and all the bloody Nazis fuck off. Plan B, maybe, is to move to another place to have more people around me with community, because I'm not that, there's not like a big community where I am. That's why I envy Dean. You know, I'm sure you too envy Dean, because he has like-minded people around him who are willing to stand ground in case bloody Nazis come and knock on your door. So I
And who
kind
aren't
of
spending their time targeting you, as I think Rob and I are familiar with where we live.
Yeah, so
you're all welcome here, by the way.
Thank
We'd
you,
love to
Dean.
have you.
Careful, careful, careful.
I can use
I
my
may take
office.
it.
Maybe you should have.
What time is
You
dinner,
know.
Dean?
No doubt.
Okay, so plan B is to maybe have a community or to live near neighbors who are willing to risk their life for your freedom and knowing that you will do the same for them. I mean, this is like, whoa, this you can't get them this. Obviously, nowadays it's really, really rare. Now, plan C, and obviously during this time, I still do the talk shows and I still put information out. And I encourage people and I try to empower people. You know, it's really important. Like just today, I didn't think of doing like a show, a live show this morning. And I spoke with a couple of friends over the phone and they were psychologically broken. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do a show about that. And I spoke about the psychological torture. Which I've spoke in the past. It's not the first time I spoke about that. But now, a year and a half into this psychological torture we are all in, people crack, people break
Yeah,
up because of
that's
that.
true.
It's really, we feel it in our heart, we feel it in our head, we feel it in the body. There's a dark cloud above everyone. Doesn't matter how aware you are or not aware,
Children,
everyone
teenagers.
feels it. Yes, children. Yes, I totally agree. So
Suicides have
I did
gone
a
up.
show. What?
Suicides have gone up. That's another story being suppressed. People, young people are committing suicide.
So this is again, it's just a symptom of the general mood of the population, which is really challenging to say the least. So I did a show about that because just to encourage people, you know, and I called it Get Back to Yourself. Which is similar to what Dean just said, which is
Right.
you need to know who you are. Get back to your breathing. Just breathing, just breathe. Watch your breath, man. I mean, because this is real. This is not Fauci or Luciferase or whatever. Never mind all this info stuff, you know? This is real. This is you and you and you and a breathing process that is happening regardless. This is from God. This is only you and God now, all right? I mean, this is truth. Stick to this just to allow people to come back to their senses. I spoke with them about smell and taste and eyesight and touch, you know, the simple stuff, all right? So doing all this is still within plan A and B. Now there's also plan C, which if you don't have a community, but you do know that we are, well, the Holocaust has started, all right? So you need to prepare to what's coming. And this, you know, my wife may not agree with me, and I hope that everything I prepare is pointless and I will never use it. And all the money I spent and I throw on buying shit, I hope I don't need. But in case I do, I will be so happy that I prepare these things. And this is another plan to do. And for example, I'm still referring to what you asked, Kamola. Because even if where you are now and you feel safe-ish, all right,
Ish
there
is
may come a
correct.
time, yes, there may come a time that even this ish, you know, it's inappropriate. I mean, it won't be there and no safety at all. So you better prepare now. You keep doing your shows, you keep doing everything as plan A and maybe B, but you prepare also plan C because most people, sorry to say that, are docile, are stupid, are ignorant, and they don't want to come out of this state. Unfortunate for all of us, the same people. So we need to prepare for a time when shit will hit the fan, and I hope it doesn't, don't get me wrong. And maybe it will last a month, a year, maybe more, we don't know. And just a reminder, the Holocaust started in 1928. And it lasted till 1938 or 39, and then started the Second World War, which we know as the Holocaust, but the Holocaust started 10 years before that. And it's so sad to say because what is happening now in Israel, Jews or so-called Jews are with their own hands and with their own stupidity, causing Holocaust to other Jews. No more to blame. No, that's it. It's us doing to us. And
do you see in Israel, do you see a distinction between the Zionists and the non-Zionists?
First of all, yes. All right. But it's, I mean, I can't really go into it now.
Right, right.
But basically, those who still think the state supports them and protects them from a plague, they're in a problem. I'll just say that. I mean, because they are, it's not, it's tricky. It's a tricky question to answer to one
That's
more.
Right.
I mean,
particularly somebody who's inside Israel. So don't
yes,
worry.
Yes. I mean, I'm saying yes, you can know, but it's really gray and vague. Okay. It's not that black and white. And you need to understand that the propaganda, the Goebbels propaganda, is on steroids now.
Oh gosh, yeah.
You know? Like the Holocaust is on steroids now. It's not like, okay, just 6 million Jews and some gypsies and some blacks and some homosexuals and some cripples and some old people. Okay, 20 million, 50 million. No. We are now talking billions. This is Holocaust on steroids.
And I think Dr. Sherrington Penning and others have used the term democide. It's no longer genocide we're talking about. We're talking about democide because whole races of people all around the world, it's not just one race that's being targeted. It's like everybody's being targeted.
Yeah, you make a great point, Shai, and I think it's fantastic to show the world that there are people from within Israel like yourself who are speaking up. We don't hear this message enough.
I'll give you another angle, Rob. I'll give you another angle, and this is really not so common angle, and just bear with me. Tell me if it's a hunch. Call it a hunch, all right? Tell me if I'm in the right direction. Look, it's again, it's not black and white, and I don't know if I can express it the way I really want to express it. Even in Hebrew, it's not an easy thing to express. But basically, just think of it for a moment. Do like a zoom out and think that the Jews may still be the target in all this story. I'm not talking about Zionists. I'm not talking about Israelis. I'm talking about the Jewish people, the descendants of the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, all right, whatever. Now, those who worship Satan and its ways, they want revenge, and they want to still kill all the Jews. But they cannot do it so bluntly like they've done it 8 years ago. So it's more clever, and it's masqueraded as a larger Holocaust. Still, within this process, what they are doing now with the serologic blood tests, they are taking blood from children. Basically, they want all the blood, okay, of all the people who stay alive, but they want now all the blood of all the Jewish people in order to have this biometric bank and blood bank and genetic bank in BGI, a Chinese large company, all right? And they having all this information collected from Jewish people. Now, my guess, again, it's just a scenario, is that since the majority of the people in Israel, the Jewish people, I'm not talking about Arab people, they hardly take any vax, other people also, hardly the Bedouins, they don't take, Druze, they take, some of them take, all right? But a lot of the Jewish people do take this bullshit, and they believe the system, and they take these injections. And what may come out of it is that maybe soon enough, there will be the Jewish mutation or the Jewish variant coming out of Israel because Jews were so fucking thick, all right? And the world will blame the Jews, and there will be a Holocaust against the Jews, and it will fulfill the prophecies of Gog and Magog, or 70 nations come onto Israel to fight Israel. And these Satanists, they want Jerusalem, they want to build their temple in Jerusalem. I mean, just today on TV, they said that the number of sick people has risen, and it's now 666 in Israel today. All right, just so you know what we are dealing with. All right, this was today in Israel. Okay, so again, it's a
Wow.
hunch. I don't know if it's true, but I know quite a bit about, again, unfortunate for me, about the way they plan, about the way they walk, about the way they maneuver psychological, the psychology of people and masses of people. And what I say may be far-fetched, but may not be that far-fetched. And we need to stay really aware because, A, again, maybe something here is against specifically Jewish people, and I've been saying it since day one of this COVID-19 shit. B, it's to use the anti-Semitic movements now growing in the world, if you notice that. And obviously, a lot of it is engineered and fake, don't get me wrong, but still, it's growing. And it's to, at some point, maybe in the future, is to blame Israel also for Israel involvement with high tech and AI and China. I mean, the anger may at some point be addressed towards Israel. And I can, in one on one breath, I can understand it. On the other hand, I think it's part of the plan. That's what I'm saying.
To
Well, and
demonize Israel, you mean, in a sense.
yeah, and I think before he came on, Shai, we were talking about, I think another aspect to it is the crown historically has always taken out the competition. Like if there was a country that came up or a certain people that were good at business or a certain bunch that was challenging their hegemony over the global economy, they would take them out. So they took out, they basically created Hitler at the Tavistock Institute, put him in power to take down Germany because German technology and engineering had surpassed the British technology. And in the same way, you could see that, Jewish merchants in Europe were a challenge to the crown because they were competing, with these families. In fact, a lot of them lent them money because they all went belly up in their wars. And that now what we're seeing is I'm not sure it's so much of a, Jewish thing, although they might paint it that way. But I think it's like, yeah, anybody that's competition. So you look at who's being really hit hard with this thing, and it's all the developed Western countries and Israel and a lot of people that are entrepreneurs, of course, because of the shutdowns, have had their businesses just taken away, decimated. So this is the way British mercantilism has always operated. When you see a competitor coming up to where it could challenge your authority. They did the same thing with the Catholic Church. That's why the Catholic Church, has this, and it's still, you can see it every day. There's still propaganda against the Catholic Church, this, that, the Jesuits. Oh yeah. And it's just like, why? Because the Catholic Church was another counterweight to the power of the crown at this point, because at this point they're not seeing eye to eye, at least the way I see it. It's the same with the Jews. It's the same with Israel. It's the same with white middle-class Americans. And then you want, why are they favoring blacks or why are they favoring kind of women? It looks like to
But
me
I don't think
the
it's the
whole
same
anger of the
thing.
women thing, I think is because the men are also the protectors. So you have to get the protectors out of the way and discredit them, especially these evil white men, And that's why I get the pictures of the Capitol building where Trump gave these people up, and these are going to be the anti-vaxxers. So they're the domestic terrorists, clearly. So if you're against the vaccination, you're easily put on a domestic terror, which the FBI just the other day put out a memo saying these are the people who to watch for is
The
the
FBI
anti-vax
names
people.
anybody they please a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, so
If you read your
I
Bible
think.
a bit too much, you're a domestic terrorist, according
Yeah,
to
and
them.
so I think that, again, I think they're playing the race card, or playing the ethnicity card, the gender card, whatever. They play all these cards because it's divide and conquer, and that's how they always
Sure,
operate.
sure.
And so I really think it has more to do with the competition, with the people that have a little affluence. They don't like that. They don't like that. They want to take away the middle class, make us all serfs again, just like good old 10th, 12th century Dark Ages Europe. And except this time we'll all have a laptop in front of us and we'll be mining Bitcoin,
I
Have you
understand
all
what you're
read the
saying. I think there's another layer to it. That's it. I mean, it
could
doesn't
be
stop there. It's
It could be. You know, I just wanted to ask you all, have you heard of the book by Paul Christopher? Oh, sorry, Alex Christopher, I think. Gosh, I have to go back and look at his name. I think his name is Alex Christopher. Pandora's Box, The Ultimate Unseen Hand of the New World Order. I think
sounds
it's an older
familiar. Not
book.
his name, but the name of the book is sounds familiar, but I
It's an
haven't read
older
it yet.
book. It's an older book, and some of his work is quoted in those, older sites online, the so-called rabbit hole sites. Basically, one of the things, at least in the early part of his book that I'm reading, is that he's talking about the lost tribes of Israel, right? The many tribes of Israel, and he says that they are the people of the world. They are, well, they he says they're the Europeans and the North and the British and the people who went to America. They are, in fact, everybody who's now in the US and the UK and in Europe. They are the lost tribes of Israel. And the people who ended up as being the Zionists, the ones who come up with this narrative of wanting to conquer the world, are people who come from the Khazar region. And that's sort of genetically traced back, etc. So, you guys may know more about this than I do. So it's part of history, apparently. So they are part of the group that has this connection to the Luciferian ideology and the Babylonian Talmudic ideology of Satanism, etc. And they are, in a sense, predating on the rest of the world, So it's a class thing, but it's also this weird ancient tribal rivalry thing. Yeah.
Look, I'm sure in a way that Dean knows quite a bit about it. I am not like a great scholar in this subject, only from what I gathered in the last few years, and more so in the last in this year and a half. I can say that most people of Israel or most Jewish people have no idea of what you just said, Ramola. I mean, this is one thing. Second thing, it doesn't mean it's true. I'm just saying most Jews have no idea about that stuff, and they follow what the rabbi told them. That's why a lot
Sure.
of them are getting vaccinated or injected with some shit from Satan or whatever. And with it, I need to add to what you just said, that even if there's some truth there, we should be really careful, because with one sentence we can actually cause havoc, all right? And we can hurt not people's feelings, but we can hurt people. And it's true that the Zionists or the Zionist movement is using the Jewish tradition for its own purpose. Now, who is Jewish, who is Zionist? As I said before, it's really vague and
Hard to
gray
tell from
unless you're in
anything.
it and you
Yeah.
know what you're talking about. So I prefer not to speak about that, but just to say that the differentiation between Jewish and Zionists know about that much more than Jews, because they have created it. And I'm not talking now, I'm talking a couple of 100 years back or so. So again, even if there's truth to what you're saying, we need to be really careful as to put something as a fact, because we may be wrong and we may hurt some people just by thinking we are right. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know. I do know that me considered to be a Jewish man, I speak Hebrew, I live in Israel, I was born in Israel. I know that I'm used to consider myself as a Zionist, not anymore, obviously. I love Israel, the land. I don't want to kill no one. I don't want to conquer the world. I don't want to ruin people's life. I don't want to inject them with stuff. I'm just live and let live, like the first natural law, common law. Do whatever you want, just harm no one. And a lot of people don't agree with me, as and this is why we are here talking, because we are under pressure. Yes, I agree that a lot of people who are considered to be Jews may be behind the scenes and run the show, but they are not real Jews because they worship Satan.
I
So
think
it
we all
doesn't matter.
understand that. I think we do understand that,
I think
they
many
are not
people do not. No, I
really
think many people do not, because if you think Rothschild, for example, I mean, he's the most famous one. If you think Rothschild is a Jewish guy, well, he's not. If he's worshiping some other weirdos, obviously he's not worshiping the creator, or he's not part of the Jewish tradition, you know. And I, me as being
and
part of the Jewish tradition, I'm not even religious, you know. I'm more Jewish than Rothschild. What
so harming others, that should be a baseline, right? I mean, Rothschilds and harming others, think about that, you know?
For example, yes. So again, we need to know what we're talking about, and it's not easy subject.
Well, I think
the baseline is a lot of people are culpable, not just the Zionists, but you know, you can go to the Jesuits, a lot of different, you can call them cults if you want. I mean, this is part of the divide conquer. People want to place labels on people. And I agree with Shai in so much as at the heart of it, no, they're not Jewish. Of course not, these people who are pulling off, just as they're not Jesuits either. These are people who have an agenda, and it has nothing to do with the label that they are the propagandists cramming down our throats.
I mean, this is why they created religion in the first place, was so they could hide behind it, manipulate people's minds, make them feel guilty and ashamed and bad about being a human being and sort of not natural or not up to, not quite up to snuff. But you have to remember, the religion is secondary. The religion is just a means to control people. And it really comes down to the power structure behind it that's controlling the land and the empire and stuff like this. So, you know, again, my understanding,
manipulating people through the religion,
manipulating
as well.
People by playing the religious card or playing, you know, it's just another, exactly, it's another way to divide. So, you know, my understanding is it all started with Anunnaki 8,000 years ago, and yes, they did move the Pharisee branch of them moved into Israel, became the tribe Dan. Babylonians were part of it. The Khazarians were part of it. The Egyptian pharaohs were part of it. Then the Holy Roman emperors, then the Venetian bankers, then the London bankers, and that's where we sat. But that's still just an operating base, and they're kind of everywhere in these bloodline families. But, you know, the question is, are they human or not? And that's where I think, you know, there's a lot of interesting things like Zionism, for example. It's a transliteration of Sion, S-C-I-O-N. Again, etymology, which means to graft. So what are you grafting here? You're grafting, I see, now Fulham genes into the human bloodline. And now what are you doing? Are you further diluting the human blood with the transhumanist thing? Is that the same as the Nephilim thing? I'm not clear. But there's clearly some other agenda that has nothing to do with Judaism, nothing to do with Christianity, and everything to do with, just evil. Just Luciferian Satanism, or
by the
AI
way,
or alien, whatever you call it, you know.
The new company that Bill Gates and George Soros just bought, it's called Mologic.
All right.
It's coming from the word Moloch. Moloch. All right.
Oh wow, really? You're right.
Mologic. I think you find it at mologic.com or mologic.org. Or I just published it the other day. And it's a company that obviously takes your blood. And it's doing serologic tests. Like I've spoke before, you know, and it's probably going to China, to this company or whatever. It doesn't matter if it's China or another company in another place. But their company is called Mologic or Mologic, and it's coming from Moloch, all right? And it's all the website, it's all red because it's to do with blood. And another thing, I just saw a video today, a short segment. Fascinating. Nasty, fascinating. You can actually use droplets of water or droplets of blood, as long as they are in touch with graphene, all right? You can actually program droplets of water or blood to do whatever you want. They can communicate with each other, they can blend, you can run them across wherever you want. You can control the flow of the blood in the body just because it has graphene inside. And stuff which is like, It's really bad. It's really bad, just to say. And it will be good to find some good angles to all this story.
Yeah, it's kind of horrifying, all of that. Yeah. Well, I have to say, this has been a fascinating conversation. We've gone a lot of places. We've come back to the base of what it is, I guess. There's a very dark, a very Luciferian Satanist agenda. I think we ended at the spot of the last conversation as well, I think. Right? Luciferian transhumanism is where we are headed. If we don't stop it, and then ultimately it comes down to that, right? Are we going to stop it? And how are we going to stop it? And is it time for everybody to stand up? So does anybody want to throw out last words, last advice for everybody before we wrap for this morning or afternoon or evening?
Well, thank you, Romola, once again for having me on. I just hope people get the metals out of their blood. That's most important. If you want to protect yourself, you know, the State Department warning that Dr. Young is talking about with a possible Dr. Young thinks it may be an EMF attack on U.S. soil. If you get the metals out of your body, you'll fare much better through an attack like that. But it's undeniable. It's involuntary exposure. What's going on, just because you stay away from the vaccine doesn't necessarily mean your blood is clean. So get your blood tested, find a naturopath that you can trust to run the proper test on you. And chances are you're going to be lit up if you haven't chelated before. I was in 2017 and I'm going to go back in again. So, you know, this is all about, as we said earlier, it's a battle for your soul. And don't let them have it, period. Do not comply.
Absolutely wonderful advice. Thank you, Rob. It's a battle for your soul and also your body, right? So protect your body as much as you can.
Yep. Hope, hey, just be strong and don't, you know, it's up to you to keep your soul, man. And nobody else is going to keep it for you. So, you just have to be strong right now and stay grounded and, appreciate you having us, Romola, and doing this. And hopefully a bunch of people watch it. And, you know, we can keep informing people, because that's ultimately the better way to do it. So let's keep at it. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dean, for being here. And, you know, all of you. And hopefully we will send this out to everybody. Go ahead, Sean.
Just it's something I said before, and I think it's important. I think it's our job and it's our duty and our great right to discover who we are, to know who we are. We are God's creature, and we've been, you know, we've been ignoring it for so long, and now it's in our face, and we need to realize who we are, and then we need to know who the enemy is, and to realize that it's so, we can so easily win. So is one day everything can be gone. I'm not joking, one day, but it's a self-realization, and it's personal. And then it's a group thing, but first it's personal. Because if you think, you know, your government is the problem, or your prime minister, or your health minister, this is wrong. You're not in the right game. So once you realize what's going on here through the layers, it's so easy to win. It's so easy to feel self-assured or God's assured. It's so easy to know that everything will turn for our best at some point, you know, and it's up to us to decide when. That's it. We can decide now that we're finishing it. It's up to us. It's up to us.
Occam's razor.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll see you again very soon. Bye for now.
God bless. Bye-bye.